Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, it's Zen Ryder with That's the Tea, the Zombie Tea Party. I got up and started shit this morning. Not like every morning that I get up. Matt Gaetz is pretty mad at me. Fucking faggot. Him and Jim Jordan started some shit with those two faggots. Got some news. Not great news, of course. Nothing's ever good anymore. Hope you can hear me. I know I'm live on Twitter. You can motherfucking see me. I have things going on. I did not get to get on this week like I wanted to. I'm stuck home with my kid, like most of you guys. So she's kind of restless and crazy and does not want to let mommy be in her little studio area. So I have not been able to get on, do any tarot. I mean, if you came on looking for me the last couple of days, I am so sorry, you guys. But let's get on with it. So does anybody know how bacteria works and how viruses work? Because viruses do not work like bacteria. You don't have antibiotics for viruses. Yes, now. Yes, our official spokesperson for the show, always putting in her 2 cents. Yep, this is Now. She likes doing the news, and she also hates Trump. Isn't that right? Yep, that's right. It's a good girl. All right. So, I'm over in Africa. We are in Tunisia, which I hope I said that right. Uganda and Algeria. So I've been picking up some news from over that way, you guys. And correct me if I'm wrong here. Just in, and this was in within 3 hours ago, COVID-19 vaccination in Senegal, West Africa, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, has claimed the lives of 7 children. Now, I don't know if anybody saw this. I thought it was just hearsay, but you know how things go around here in America with 3Ks, not CA, because that's, let's face it, that's who we are now. Fascist America, ran by Putin. This is Putin's America now. So, news coming out of the province of Africa states that the COVID-19 vaccine, which was meant to prevent and combat coronavirus in the system, has started claiming lives. Ezone57.com reported COVID-19 vaccine testing was announced to start today, and that was April 8th, 2020, in West Africa. When this information reached the Africans, some of them rebuked it and called the whites enemies of Africa. Pretty much they always have been. Look at history. See, because they thought it was the intention of the whites to vandalize Africa further with flattering. Wow. As some of the African leaders refused the vaccine testing in their countries, Senegal president accepted the vaccine as tested in his country. If I was any sort of leader of any country, that would never happen. America would never be on my borders doing business with me. Never. you can't trust America. We are a terrorist country. Yeah, true. So, the mass vaccination was started just this morning, and the first 7 children who received it died on the spot. The masters in charge of the vaccination process are all arrested by the state police. They're being detained for investigation. We're following the news. Stay tuned. So I received this one out of Africa. Oh, there's more. So okay, Trump is an idiot and doesn't know anything about, well, anything. He's really dumb. Like, I'm doing my entrance exam for nursing, and let me tell you, Trump can't do it. There's no way. He's dumb. Now, I don't know if anybody else heard, but since 2017, this piece of shit knew this shit was coming and did nothing. So Trump's lies caused Americans to die. And what is this firing abruptly the overwatch of the $2 trillion virus bailout, which I think it was $1 or $2 billion of that goes to for-profit colleges. Don't know why that. That's not okay. If you're rich, you don't need a bailout. If you're a CEO, you don't need a bailout. If you're a corporation, you don't fucking need a bailout. You're tax cuts and bought back your stuff. So you're dealing your workers with nothing. And then you tell people we have to go back to work. But then it dies off. I mean, do you want to have reproductive rights? Let me tell you, I'm on birth control. I'm not promiscuous. I'm not out. In fact, I'm a married lady. If my birth control don't work, I'm getting a fucking abortion. I have an autistic child. That's enough for me. That's enough. And we don't need to bring any more kids in this world. We don't have the money to feed them. We don't have the money to house them. We don't have the money to take care of them. We don't have the money to fund their education. We don't have access to affordable health care or child care. The list goes on. If you're a woman and you get pregnant at your job, more than likely you're losing your job. So, I mean, you don't want us to have health care. You don't want us to have child care. You don't want our kids to be educated. You don't want them to have food. You don't want them to have clean water. Like, then why are we having them? You can't have a sick workforce even in slave labor. You can't. They'll die off. Now, the only reason that he upended the federal panel overseeing the $2 trillion coronavirus law, removing the Pentagon Inspector General, who was supposed to oversee it, and naming a new acting replacement, who's not going to question anything he does. He does this so that way he can do whatever he wants. Sounds about white. Or orange. Orange racist commander in queef. Anybody else paying attention to the locusts over there in Africa? So they're introducing something called the neem tree. They're making a paste from it. Well, really, they're grinding it down and turning it into a solution to put on their plants.
That are harmful to plants. It is totally non-toxic, totally safe for humans and for other insects.
So it's totally
like,
safe for humans and insects. How come they can do things like this there, but we have to deal with glyphosate in our food and GMO products and vegetables and fruits that already come with pesticides in them that don't come off? It don't come off. So, I mean, why is it that all these countries can be innovative and they can do things and solve problems, but when it comes to us, we can't do that? We give rich people bailouts and corporations. We allow things to be cut and regulations and rules, so that way people who want to just take our money and our resources and fuck up our planet can do whatever they want. So here's some news. Israel health minister, who claims coronavirus is divine punishment for homosexuality, tested positive for COVID-19. Oh, the irony. Just like the senator who is caught in Oklahoma having sexual relations with men on Grindr and young teenage boys in hotel rooms. Also a self-loathing gay and pushing LGBTQ propaganda new rules to impose upon them. God, we live in a shitty country. What a shithole country. Now I'm going to do the rest of this here. I really went on to my tarot reading today. I promised that I would be on. So to summarize, and we have a social inequality that we kind of just sweep under the rug, and that's with everything. Brown people and black people are massively I can't even say the word right now. It is an unequal amount black to white ratio, who can get healthcare, who gets seen, who dies more. To summarize, we are in the midst of a pandemic, and GOP wants to hold elections anyway. Black people are dying at a disproportionately higher rate from this virus. Milwaukee has the highest pop of black people in the state. Milwaukee went from 180 polling sites to 5. They have to cheat or they can't win, which is why Putin helped the first time anyway. Sounds about white. Sorry, not sorry. Maybe that sounds about orange. Oh, don't worry. There's more. The president is a fucking idiot. I'm going to just go ahead and show some of the things that I have saved for this. And I really hope that I'm being heard on the radio station. I have fucking no idea. I've been trying to get on. I've tried to get on several times. So, this idiot.
State Department. I'd like to have you go back to the State Department, or as they call it, the Deep State Department. You don't mind. I'd like to have him go back and do this stuff. So, does anybody have any questions?
He just leaves.
The Deep State Department. You don't mind. I'd like to have him go back
Dr. Fauci, I'm so sad for you. I am so sorry. You're up against so much. And if anybody could fucking listen, don't listen to the GOP. Don't listen to Trump. Don't listen to Fox News. They said it was a fucking hoax and then got sick. Are you fucking kidding me? How stupid are you? My governor's pretty dumb. He says that nobody has died from it in the state of Florida. Nobody's recovered from it, more than likely.
Worried about a pandemic at this point?
No, we're not at all, and we have it totally under control.
We're now up to our 8th case in the United States. How concerned are you?
Well, we pretty much shut it down.
You know, a lot of people think that goes away in April.
We have contained this. I won't say airtight, but pretty close to airtight.
Within a couple of days, it's going to be down to close to zero. There's a chance that it won't spread. It's going to disappear one day. It's like a miracle.
Almost everybody that we see is getting better. And it could be everybody, too.
Well, they're going to have vaccines, I think, relatively soon. And they're going to have something that makes you better. And that's going to actually take place, we think, even sooner.
We have thousands or hundreds of thousands of people that get better just by, you know, sitting around and even going to work. Some of them go to work, but they get better. As of right now and yesterday, anybody that needs a test, that's the important thing. And the tests are all perfect. Like the letter is fine.
The letter.
I'm not happy.
about the lack of the appropriate number of test kits, that's for sure.
How can you say to Americans who are concerned that you're not taking this seriously enough and that some of your statements don't match what your health experts are saying?
That's CNN fake news.
The president say, for example, he's going to continue with political rallies in the face of this. Is this sending the right message?
Going to a rally, there's no reason that you shouldn't go.
It's really working out, and a lot of good things are going
to
happen.
On this sign up here,
it says you should stop handshaking.
Well, look, as the president has said, in our line of work, you shake hands when someone wants to shake your hand, and I expect the president will continue to do that. I'll continue to do it.
No, I don't take responsibility at all, but it's something that we have tremendous control of.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your response to this crisis?
I'd rate it a 10.
I'm sorry. But
the message today is that we are hearing from this administration that the risk is low and that things are probably going to be okay. You don't need to change your lifestyle. That's simply not true. There are going to be thousands of cases here. We have already moved from containment to mitigation. We are trying to lessen the severity here. You are going to see widespread disruption to daily life. Do not believe the false reassurance. And there's also something called the boomerang effect, which we may be seeing in Hubei right now, which is that places we think are clear are starting to have rates creep up. We may see things bounce back. But the key here is do not believe the false reassurance. I'm telling you, the cases are about to surge, and only then can we make informed decisions.
Doesn't that lower the denominator?
We're using data out of Korea. We think that's the best.
And what is that?
0.2%, 0.4%.
So that's twice as bad as a seasonal
flu.
Correct.
So a very bad flu season. Keep in mind, flu kills 25,000 to 69,000
right.
Americans. So.
Honestly, I think that's all we need to fucking hear for some of us who are smart. I want to thank everybody who follows me. I'm following all of you guys. I love starting shit with the government. I can't wait for the day that that orange piece of shit sends somebody to come knock on my door. Because let me tell you something, I'm not stopping. You're going to have to kill me. I'll never stop. Resist, everybody. Fuck Trump. Out. And that's the tea.